You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I get in this morning and Jeremy is texting me photos of his injury. You want to fill us in?
Yeah, well, it's funny because last night as I was laying on the couch with a big old ice pack on my ankle, I was thinking, what is it with you boys here in the morning? What is it with us? We keep falling down. Now, if you recall just a couple days ago, Dom was running like a bat out of the hell on a trail and totally biffed it. And biffed it again. You biffed it twice. Mm-hmm. And tore yourself up pretty good. I mean, it was an awesome story. You got some wicked scars. Last night, I stepped off my front porch and twisted my ankle.
I'm looking at these photos again. Your ankle looks like it's the size of an orange.
So right now, it looks like there's a baseball growing off the side of my ankle. I looked out the window last night at about 4:45 or so, and one of the Halloween inflatables that the kids put out in the front yard was like, it was leaning over. It wasn't inflating. So I was like, I got to walk out there and pop that thing back up. So I walked outside. And as I stepped off the front stoop there, the front step, it just, I mean, it laid my ankle like a letter L in the wrong direction. And I popped it. And it's one of those things where you hear the pop, you feel the pop, and then the shooting pain that goes right up your leg, you know. Woo!
Well, I'm looking at the video again, right? Because Jeremy sends me video.
So that's the funny part of it. Nicole last night sitting up in our bedroom, she goes, you know what? I bet you got that on camera. So she goes onto our surveillance footage and starts zipping through, and she's like, I found it! And there I am, stepping off, and... And I pretty much like...
I can see how that hurts.
I kind of go off screen because the house gets in the way, and I'm just like on the ground, you know. And as I'm laying there, of course, a neighbor comes walking by, walking their dog, like, hey, how you doing? And they're wanting to make small talk. And I can barely breathe.
And you've got tears coming down your face.
Exactly. I'm like, I got to go in. And so I laid on the couch for about an hour and popped a buttload of ibuprofen. And I will say that the walk up from the parking garage to the 12th floor of our building today was a long walk, buddy. A long, slow walk.
I just watched the video. I can't stop watching the video.
If you zoom in on that video, it happens so quick, but you can see my foot. Go rink.
Yeah,
you can see it flatten out. So anyway, what is it with us, man? We just keep falling down.
Now, hold on just a second.
And yours was legit. That's my thing.
I'm running on a mountain trail.
That's my thing.
You were walking out to check your inflatable pumpkin or whatever it
was. That's why I started it that way. Dom was really exercising and going to town, and I just stepped off my porch. But anyway, I'm in pain. But hey, you know what? We still show up, right?
We play hurt on this show.
We do play hurt.
In case the boss is listening, you should know we both play hurt.
That's right. So I don't think it's broke. I can put pressure on it. You know, I can walk on it. It's hurting.
Well, go see somebody. Go into an urgent care today.
I might. We'll see. I got a busy afternoon, so it might be.
Well, you don't want to monkey with something like that, though, because you might need to get into a boot or something for a few days.
I know. I'm wrapped in an ace bandage pretty tightly this morning. So, yeah. That's the bad part is I don't want to be in a boot because I have a Halloween party to go to on Saturday, and it would totally jack up my costume.
Oh. That's your concern?
That was my major concern last night. I was like, I hope this doesn't ruin the Halloween party.
Well, I suppose you could take your boot off. To do your little Halloween joke. But really, as we pointed out on the show, people only laugh at Halloween costumes for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, Jeremy's a...
Whereas they can laugh at my rolled ankle for about 3 days.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know what you're dressing up as, a sex toy or something like that. But you walk into the party and you get everybody to laugh. And then you put your boot back on.
Uh-huh.
Sex toy with a boot.
Hey, some people are into that. I don't know.
Don't tell me twice.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Anyway, well, I'm sorry that
thank you.
I can't poke too much fun at you other than the reason that
I know,
you got
just
it.
The but just, reason. But man.
Hey, we should also point out you're just getting older, man.
It is. I'm getting old and clumsy, I guess.
You're getting old, and you're going to take spills like that now. And this is just the first of many.
This is where it starts. This is where it starts, man. I did feel like a dummy, though.
I don't think... and also, look at the good news. Look at all of the mileage you're going to get on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to post some of this.
Yeah, you know, people, you You'll get a lot of mileage out of this. Are you going to post the video? Or is there something in the video
that
shows where you live that you don't want anyone to see?
I don't care about that. Yeah,
you know,
I'll probably post it up.
People can expand and they can see the address on the house across the street.
Oh.
And they can make out maybe the license plates of the people. Yeah, then they'll be able to pinpoint where you live.
Better not then.